Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to listen to The Roasted Show. If we don't offend you, then we fail.
08052.
All right, here we are. We're live on The Roasted Show. It is Thursday night, and we're in the Hamilton Radio Studios. We are also on Facebook Live, if anybody cares. I don't have headphones. It's amazing. I'm so broke, I don't have headphones. What is going on?
The other guy uses his own headphones.
Oh, fancy ass uses his own headphones from Animal House on Wednesday nights. A fancy, fancy guy. Yeah. Anyway, I got Joe DeJew to my right. Joe, say something.
Something.
If everybody can see, I'm wearing Joe DeJew sticker tonight. Joe the Jew. Joe, I'm about to become a Jew.
You're funny.
How is that funny?
Why would you want to be a Jew, man?
Because there's everybody always says there's
okay,
15.
Shalom, my friend.
Shalom. Everybody says shalom. I just want to say shalom. No, everybody always says there's 15 million Jews in America, in the world.
And you want to be the 15 and one.
15 million and one. But I found out it's always 15 million. So somebody's got to die to get in. It's like the mob.
Oh, no. The minute you get in, somebody will die, you know.
The minute I get in, everybody will die.
Everybody will die.
Everybody will die. So, man. Joe?
I heard you have a revelation for us, man.
A revelation?
Yes.
What's the revelation?
Come on, man. What's the revelation?
I don't understand.
What did we talk about before the start of the show? You finally came to term with it.
Michelle Obama is a man.
He's a man, man.
It is.
That guy has bigger shoulders than you are, man.
I know. Michelle Obama is a man.
Hands too. Huge hands. Yeah. I think that thing, that man was a receiver in football, didn't he?
Yeah.
He has that big palm, you know. Unbelievable, man. Just unbelievable.
Michelle Obama was... Bill the Drunk's here, everybody. And Bill the Drunk...
Bill the Drunk is here.
Tell us a story about Michael Robinson.
Well, theory has, and the internet says that his name originally was Michael LaVon Robinson.
LaVon? What the hell kind of name is
LaVon,
that?
LaVon Robinson, yeah. And he was a football player.
A football player.
Yeah. Some universities. Or
a linebacker.
Some school. Linebacker.
A linebacker.
Yeah, or, you know.
All-state linebacker. 1981.
There you go. You're reading it for yourself?
I'm not even reading it. I'm looking at free porn. I'm just telling you what I read.
Oh. I don't remember everything. All I know is that he's got a package.
In your opinion, Gene.
Is that a FedEx
package?
You
think he used to enjoy when the other guys tackled him?
Oh, yeah.
He loved it, didn't he?
He probably would.
Unbelievable, man.
So what's the theory here? The theory is...
It's no theory. It's fact. This is all baked by fact. This is all based on fact.
This is all based on fact. Of course, that's why it's on this show.
This is as good as Hillary lying, which is a truth, and she admitted that she lied, and they found that she lied. And
what did she lie about?
Oh, you don't know?
I'm just curious.
She lied about Benghazi.
I'm just curious.
She lied about Watergate way back. She lied about a rapist that she let go because she's a scum
Watergate
lawyer.
Or Whitewater?
No, Watergate.
I don't know. I'm just
She was an apprentice lawyer at the time.
What was that thing Nixon?
And she was convicted.
What was that thing Nixon was involved
That's
in?
That's it, Watergate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just
And Whitewater, that. Water rafting, all kinds of shit.
Water rafting too.
John, I got a question.
Whitewater that Vince Foster, he it's funny that he passed away because he had a lot of information on the Clintons. Did you know that?
Who's
he
that?
Did, yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
Who, Nixon?
Vince Foster. Google him.
He was going to take them to the cleaners, man, and they took care of him.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with Google.
They took him
things.
To the cleaners.
Yeah, yeah.
And scared his family.
Scared his family?
Now, John, suicides, by the way. If Michael is a man and Barack Obama is been with
a woman?
With that thing.
Is a woman.
Barack Obama's a woman.
Then what does it make Obama then?
A woman.
Fudge packer.
I thought the homosexual would be more like it.
Well, that's probably why he's given the gays the rights and all that shit that he's done.
So John Rivers was right then.
100% right.
See, I never agree with Joan Rivers.
I didn't what either, about? But she was right about
what
that.
What about, man?
I fought this for a long time because
she said that
Joan Rivers
Michelle
is nuts.
Obama is a man. We all know. That's what her comment was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now, how do they know?
What kind of beef did you have with her, man?
Me and Joan Rivers go way back, and I had a beef.
What about, man?
Well, how did I have a beef? She was 100 years old when I was a kid.
You need to have respect for all the ladies.
She's dead.
Have respect.
I don't have to have respect for my elders once they're dead. Once they're dead, I can say whatever I want.
Go ahead and say it, man.
I'm not going to say it. Not this week. Next week. Not this week. But I don't know. Hillary Clinton's a liar. That's definitely true. But, you know, the big thing going on out there is this Trump's wife. What's her name? Bill the Drunk?
Melania.
Yeah, Melania, whatever. Who cares? And Trump's
She's
wife.
She's hot. She's hot looking.
She's hot, yes.
They got these fake pictures out there, her nude and all that lately.
They're real pictures.
All right, Bill. It's not the point. They're real. Bill's like, that's my screensaver on my phone.
No, I'm just saying they are real pictures. They even confirmed it. No, I'm just saying they are.
But the problem is that you got these pictures.
I'm the father,
so everybody's saying that that she's not fit. This is the Democratic people out there, the Democratic Party, the people that support the what's it, the LBIGDBTQ?
LGBTQ.
Yeah.
It's the people who say
people like me don't even know what those what how to say it.
It's the people who say
QRSTY
except the different.
Yeah, the Democrats out there that say that this you know that she's not respectable enough and she's a disgrace to be the first lady because she had a nude photo. She was a model, so they feel that's a disgrace. Vote for Hillary so Bill Clinton could be the first guy. Okay, because he is much more presentable to America. For one, wasn't he the last president to face impeachment trials?
He was.
Okay, two, wasn't he getting blowjobs, cheating on his wife in the White House?
Yep.
Doesn't he have all
just Monica, he got caught with Monica.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of sex scandals all throughout being the governor of Arkansas, all the way up into the White House. And he is more respectable to be the first, I don't know, lady, man, whatever he is. But she's not. She's a supermodel. Right or wrong?
Absolutely right, man. If you want Bill Clinton to be the face of this country, so what does it say about you?
Yeah, I don't want Bill Clinton to be the face of this country. I didn't like Bill Clinton in the 90s, and I definitely don't like him now.
Absolutely not. I think we should thank him for his service.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Go away.
And go away. Go back home.
Go back home. Go back to your country in Arkansas.
Yeah. And, yeah, the country needs to move on. It's about time.
Yeah. And George Bush, who I love, I don't understand what his problem is with Trump right now. And
he has a beef with Trump, yes.
He's got a beef with Trump, but I think he's got more of a beef with Obama in the fact that he stayed silent for 8 years.
Yes.
And just watched Obama destroy this country and the morals that the countries have. And
I think I know why he did that, man. I think I know what's... I might have an idea what's behind this. Texas is the only state that really requested to secede from the Union.
Yeah.
And I believe that if there will be an independent Texas, it will be a very successful country. And that's what they want. They know it.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, this is right on point. You know what I joined?
What?
Black Twitter. Did you know there was such a thing, Gene? There's a Black Twitter. DJ Danny, you knew that, right? There's a Black Twitter.
For black people?
Well, it's not for white people and Asians. It's for black people. So they can talk about black people stuff. I think it's bullshit. I think it's racist.
I don't think they're racist.
I think they're racist. Fuck that. They're racist. If you're on Black Twitter and you're black, you're a racist.
Look.
End the story.
Okay.
End the story. If you're black and you're on Black Twitter, you're racist.
If they do what they do, I think the best response is to...
White Twitter.
Exactly.
If we started White Twitter, we'd get hung.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the response to that.
And to respond is, you know, if you look at number four, I'll say Clint Eastwood said it best just recently. Clint Eastwood said, we live in a pussy generation and all we do is walk around on eggshells.
And Clint knows a thing or two about pussies.
Yes. Well, Clint Eastwood said it, and it's the truth, because we have to walk around. Now, I said white Twitter, so we're going to get an email or a response from somebody saying that I'm a racist because I said white Twitter. But
that's we can okay. Have black, we are racist, you know.
We can have black Twitter. We can have black entertainment. We can have the Negro College Fund. We can have black this and black that and NCAA, baby.
I think it should be equal for everybody. So I totally, I'm 100% agreeing with you. So anybody that has a comment, they better talk to me because I'm the owner of the station. Okay, thanks.
All right. What the hell?
Well, thank you, Gene, for
no, because I mean, last time I got a phone call and somebody said, hey, you know, I'm going to take John's show off. No, you're not. I'm sitting right here.
I remember that.
You didn't say anything disparaging.
Not yet.
Even if you do, you're not going to be taken off the air.
Not until November.
Because I'm not taking it in that context.
Yes, but anyway.
You're just making a statement of fact.
A fact. Yeah. And the fact is black Twitter's racist. Black Lives Matter's racist.
I totally agree with that.
These are racist things. The black college Negro College Fund, I forget how they say it, but however they say it, it's racist unless my little white child can get it.
Yeah.
And so far they can't. And, you know, I think that there should just be one, you know. There's no white college fund. But the immediate response is that you already got it. Twitter's already white. Facebook's already white. And the world is already white. We want our own. We want everything on TV is already white, so we have our... That's not true. That is not true. What I want to see on black Twitter is some forced white commercials. That's what I want to see. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
I know what you're saying, man.
I want to see some forced white commercials. How they force stuff that didn't belong. Right. We're going to force stuff now. You know
they
what
destroyed
I mean?
MTV.
Yeah, we need to.
I mean, they really.
We need to think of a good white commercial.
And when culture. I say they, I mean the people that programmed the whatever they programmed. They destroyed it.
Yeah,
well, that's what I mean.
MTV is a joke. MTV would, got
wouldn't
famous.
It be beautiful to live together but separate?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah.
Together but separate. Apartheid.
Yeah, apartheid. Yeah.
That sounds racist.
No, it's not. It's very realistic.
I don't think it's realistic.
Why all the misunderstanding? It's like getting a divorce but living in the same house.
So what are you saying? Blacks to the left, whites to the right, Puerto Ricans in the middle?
And why not, man? Why not? Why
what
not?
If I want to go to the middle?
Go to the middle.
I have an answer. That's the Puerto Ricans. For you. The reason why is because it's convenient for them, number one. And it brings a lot of attention to them, just like Sharpton does.
Yes.
And the other jerk, Jesse Jackson. So they make something out of nothing. They really
absolutely.
Do.
They're
idiots.
Absolutely.
They do. That's idiots. What they do. They're idiots. They are.
Yeah. I don't respect anybody that doesn't wear a Joe the Jew sticker on his T-shirt. You know, that's what it all comes down to.
But, John, congratulations, man.
Congratulations on what?
For finally understanding that Michelle
let me tell
is
you,
not really Michelle.
Let me tell you my rant.
How many times we told you that we were saying...
There is a small cucumber between
prove to me. What finally... What was the last straw that made you finally think, believe it?
Yeah, this is the last one. Look at number 6 on the script. You see it? You see what it says there, Joe? Because this is where my rant starts. Look at number 6. It's right there, underlined. You see it? In big letters. All of a sudden, the Jew can't
blame
see.
Blame the Jews. Absolutely.
Blame the Jews. That's what it says on the Roasted Show script, everybody. If anybody don't believe me, it's right there on the script. It says, blame the Jews. Underlined. You know why?
Why?
Because it's your fault. It's your fault that my starter in my new car broke today, and my wife got stuck, which relatively meant I wound up being stuck. Okay, for the mechanic to tell me it's going to cost $3 million and then $10 on top of it to fix it. It wasn't that hot today, but when you're sitting in a hot car...
Feels good to blame the Jews,
yeah,
doesn't
blame
it?
Blame the Jews because AAA, which stands for Triple Adolf, which is a Jew lover, AAA comes and
by
says,
the way,
oh, we can't do nothing for you. What do you mean you can't? This is your job. Your only job is to fix things when people are stranded.
Guess who owns AAA?
It's got to be a Jew.
A Jew?
Of course it is.
Only a Jew.
What's his name?
Shlomo.
Adolf Shlomo
Berkowitz.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And then you get stuck. This is the problem with mechanics. They don't want to do shit either.
I'm just amazed that number 7 on the list is not blame the Jews again. Ditto.
Number 7 on the list. Number 7 is a good, strong ending, man. And it's my favorite story.
Hey, man, did you hear about Obama selling out?
Obama did sell out. Let me tell you how Obama sold out. Obama's been selling us out. You know, not only did Obama and John Kerry, our secretary, and he really just a secretary, and that's it. But those two sidestepping Congress for that nuke deal they had in Iran,
yeah,
so they could bomb Israel, which I'm okay with. But anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
do that Iran deal.
I'm okay with it, too. You know, the way Israel now, I would bomb it.
Yeah, but
I would bomb it the fuck up, man.
What's up with our $400 million? Our 400, you know how much crack we could buy with $400 million? And he wants to give $400 million.
Now, let me ask you this, man. That $400 mil, was it in cash?
Yes.
How many suitcases did it need to take?
I don't know. You know, I didn't watch the video.
I mean, what would you say, 10 suitcases?
No, I don't know that it was in suitcases.
Of $100 bills?
I think they were just walking out with boxes full. I don't know. But anyway, what had happened
maybe a couple of pallets.
At the same time that the Iranians released the hostages back in January, a plane, an American plane, was unloading $400 million to Iran. So here's my question. I thought the United States of America did not negotiate with terrorists.
Oh, really? Okay.
So if we don't negotiate with terrorists, why did we give them $400 million? Why?
That's because you negotiate with terrorists.
Do you remember the Iran-Contra hearings
but just
with Ronald
yeah,
Reagan?
Yeah, yeah.
But just
you
recently.
Think the Republicans are any better?
No, there's a big difference. Let
same
me tell
shit,
you something.
Man.
There you go, Joe.
No.
Same shit.
John, this is,
I disagree.
This is why the Republicans don't like Donald Trump, because they know he's going to throw them under the bus. No.
Yes. Listen. For one, you guys just touched a subject I know a lot about.
Okay.
Okay, and I was very young. I was just a couple years old when this happened, but I've studied this a lot. I looked into it a lot because Ronald Reagan was a great president. And what was that guy's name that gave
Colonel
him,
North.
No.
Oliver North.
What was that guy's name that was president when the Iranians took hostages and then planted all
Reagan.
That? No, it wasn't Reagan.
Before that.
It was Jimmy Carter.
The Jimmy Carter, yeah.
Jimmy Carter, how many days did that go on? Like 18 days? I don't know, however long it was.
42, I think.
Yeah, they had all the American hostages and all that. And then suddenly, they released all the hostages.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, is do you remember what day that was?
No, I don't remember.
It was the day that Ronald Reagan was sworn into office. And the CIA records show there was one phone call made to, what do you call him, the terrorist. And one phone call was traced from the White House after Ronald Reagan was sworn into office, and they were all released. They held out all them days. They were trying to get Jimmy Carter to pay him, and Carter wasn't doing it. And Ronald Reagan was a real simple man. You don't want to release him? We will fucking bomb you. And that was a conversation on the phone. If they're not released in 5 minutes, we will bomb your country
it
until there's
matter.
Nobody left.
Right. You're right.
And what happened? They let them all off the plane because they feared Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And the day he sworn in, that was it. It was over. Release
oh, I'm not
him.
Disagreeing with
because
you.
Because once he was
I'm
officially
just saying there
president.
Was an arms deal, though. There was an arms deal going on because...
Oh, yeah.
You know about that, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so...
Well, that's what Obama's trying to blame this same $400 million on that, saying this
well,
has
like
been going
I'm
on
saying,
for years.
It doesn't matter who gets in there. They negotiate with terrorists. They say they don't, but they do.
He's talking about now all of a
Guys,
sudden that it got out. Bad deals. But do you forget...
They're all bad deals.
They're all bad deals. When all of a sudden Barack Obama is saying he's paying back a debt. They're paying back a debt to Iran that's been going on for 17 years. What is this? All of a sudden our country starts paying debts and we start with Iran? We haven't paid a debt yet since the day one of this country. Now all of a sudden we're going to start.
John,
and
there
we
is
start
a correction
with Iran.
Here, man.
What?
Originally it was $450 million.
Yeah.
Now Michael used 50. You know,
for the boob job,
trying to get the Adam's apple straightened out and some skin. It took close to a 50,
I believe.
I
so
agree,
there's only 400 million there.
Michelle Obama could be a man. There's no doubt about it. That
you
would
guys
really,
said she is. You said
yeah. I say a lot of things to agree with you guys.
Oh.
I mean, I seen some stuff today.
I thought you were coming to our side.
No, I'll never come to your side. I did see some stuff today that makes me believe that it's possible.
It's doubt.
I mean, it's possible. It doesn't mean it's...
It's doubt. And doubt usually it comes out to be a truth. Doesn't it, Joe?
Absolutely.
90%
not.
Of the time, Absolutely. If it's doubt and you really have a strong inclination, it might be a fact.
There is nothing feminine in that creature.
Well, listen.
Absolutely nothing.
Listen, there's nothing feminine in a lot of women.
Huh?
Some people do.
I never
only homos
She has a manly appearance. You can't take that away from her.
Yeah.
So if she has a manly appearance, what makes you think she's not a man?
Well, how do you know?
If it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck.
You know, she appeared on the other homo television show. You know that lady.
That Jewish girl, Ellen DeGeneres.
She's not Jewish.
The black girl. You're talking about the other black girl.
No.
He's talking about Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Ellen.
And they had a dance together. And you should see the cucumber moving from side to side.
Oh, I seen that. I seen that.
Unbelievable.
But you know what's funny? People will see that and they'll say, it was just a dress malfunction.
Oh, what? No.
What?
No.
How stupid are you really?
The cucumber is moving from side to side, man.
Joe, you can sell to these people, I swear. You can probably sell a $300 something for, you know, $1,000, and they wouldn't care.
Gene, here's the thing, though.
Stupid.
People who don't accept it for what it is because of one simple thing.
They don't want to accept it.
If they accept it, the next question is, so what do I do with it now? What do I do now? What do we do now?
We're in denial.
And the easiest thing is to just say, you know what? No, that thing is really a woman. And continue with your life, you know?
Well, here's the thing. It really doesn't matter to us if she's a woman or not, because they're going to do whatever they want
to
do.
For me, it matters.
Like tickets to the premiere of Finding Dory?
That's the Ellen one.
It's Ellen. She's a Jew.
No, she's not.
All right, forget her.
Did you find that?
Why doesn't that happen on our show? Why don't we have loud studio applause?
I'm trying to get people in here.
Could we work on that? DJ Danny, do the wave. Oh, Danny's doing the wave. Are you on Black Twitter right now?
I'm actually
playing Toy Blast.
Playing
who? Toy
Blast. I see. You know what I mean, Jim?
Do you have a boyfriend yet?
Once you take something for what it is, for face value, then you need to deal with it. You take you need to assume responsibility over that subject.
Yeah. Do you play Pokemon Go?
So the easiest thing is to just, no, I don't believe it.
Pokemon Go is a tracking program put out by the CIA.
Holy fuck, I knew you were going to say some shit like that.
And they're actually looking at the people, plus they have their geographical location.
Oh, so you're trying to tell me the CIA is tracking little kids?
Absolutely.
Working with Google, yep.
They're working with Google to
Absolutely.
Track little kids.
Not little kids! People standing in the middle of the freaking road. Everywhere.
Robbers were them just to rob.
John, let me say something here, man. The United States is a two-party dictatorship.
Well, I don't know about that.
I know.
That's because you're a two-headed
beast. In a democracy like the United States, the supposedly democracy, there should have been 100 million political parties.
100 million political parties?
But there is only two. And by them, their world, things happen.
You know how hard
so much for democracy, man.
Joe, you know how hard our job would be on this show if there was 100 million or 100 political parties. Christ, I'm busy enough with two.
Why is it that you
I'm busy enough with
why
two
is
people?
It that you, besides your teacher, that might have told you if you want to, you might you have a shot at being the president of the United States. But she didn't tell you that in order for that to happen, you need to belong to either the Democrats or the Republicans.
Right.
You cannot create your own way, your own dream, your own vision for the United States, because the dream and the vision has already been decided.
That's not true. Now I got to get crazy.
Oh, boy.
That's not true. Because a fine Republican named Abraham Lincoln won the presidency. He was a third party.
You better read about him. He's not what you think he is.
He's a dick. He's not even nice.
Don't go buy history books, because the history books
Wait. Time out. Listen, I don't want to hear if he was a nice guy. I'm
he
just
didn't
trying to make
any
a point.
Slaves.
Listen, that has nothing to do with what I just said. And what do you care about free slaves?
No, I'm just saying put history in perspective.
I'm putting it in perspective. He was a third party. He was a third party candidate that won the presidency. It just so happens he was a Republican, and that was the third party at the time. And he won. So a third party can win. The problem is we always have third parties. But the problem is who's this idiot running now? It's Scott Walker. I don't know what the hell his name is. Billy Bob
Gary
Thornton.
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson, whatever.
He's a libertarian.
Yeah, libertarians. And before that, we had Rand Paul, then Ron Paul.
Bill Stein is libertarian.
Bill Stein. We got all these idiots running this third party.
They want to make a difference. They're trying to show you that both parties are planned for you.
Donald Trump was going to run.
That's why they don't like Donald
third
Trump.
Party. Okay? And that's why people don't like Donald Trump. But the Republicans weren't going to allow it. Remember all the bullshit that was going on a few months ago where they said, oh, well, you know, the head of the Republican Party was like, making everybody sign agreements that if they didn't win, they wouldn't go to third party. They'd stay Republican. It was all about Trump.
Donald Trump paid him a lot of money to become a Republican. You know he did, because they would never allow him in that party.
Well, Donald Trump has always been a Republican, though.
No, but what I'm saying, conservative views.
That's right. He was a Democrat before.
They
he
do not
a
like him. They still he's don't like him because they know he's not going to play ball with them.
He's not going to play ball with anybody.
Right, because he's not a puppet like the other ones
are. Like this other idiot that says he's unfit to be president.
Cruz?
No, Obama. I don't care what Cruz says.
He's a puppet. They're all puppets.
He's another idiot that 4 years ago, listen, and this still kills me because he's the president of the United States. Four years ago, the man said Hillary Clinton is not fit to be president of the United States. And then he went on all her unexperience that she has. Then just last week and just on Monday, he said at the convention, not only is she the most qualified in the room, she's the most qualified ever. So when he said she's the most qualified ever, that means what he really said was 4 years ago, I lied to all of you.
Yeah.
So how can I take anything that Barack Obama says serious when he just in the convention told us all that he's a habitual liar? Because there's no other way to look at it, because that's how it is. Now, all the Democrats say, well, he's just playing politics. Man. All they say is he's just playing politics. Well, that's the problem. He's the president of the United States. He ain't supposed to play politics. He's supposed to make things good. He says the economy's good, Joe. He says it's very good.
I beg to differ, man.
I say it's not as good as he says it is, but it's not as bad as you say. But a lot of it I say is the Democrats are lying, and I'll tell you why. You touch on that issue. I think that the Democrats make the economy look good because the Democrats offer so much to people. So many people get food stamps now in America because they're so easy to get and the poverty level's so low, and a family of four or five can get $600, $700, $800 a month in food stamps. Well, if you give my family $800 a month in food stamps, we have a lot more cash to spend in the store. You know what I mean?
So if you didn't have to pay taxes, John, you'd have more money to keep in the local community as well.
I understand, but you got to pay taxes. Let's get over that.
No, I'm talking about federal tax. I don't care about them other taxes.
Listen, let's get over that. If you don't pay tax, the country folds. There's nothing. I don't care what you say. People that don't believe
in
paying taxes.
In the community, John, and everything gets paid for.
No, that's not true.
Then your bills go down.
How did my bills go down by not paying
taxes? Most of what we bring in is our income. They take it and tax it. That's where our money goes.
So we shouldn't pay any tax.
Gene, you know where they get the people really? And not in collecting taxes. They collect the taxes in a way of high cigarettes prices.
Oh, there's other taxes.
Gasoline.
Right, there's other taxes.
Electric bills.
Right.
You know, they know that you're going to cheat on your taxes. So there are people just like us.
You still got to pay taxes.
They cheat on their taxes.
You still got to pay taxes.
You still got to pay taxes.
Yeah, but they know people are going to cheat. Revenues must come in. And they decide if they know just about how much money people are going to default, and they put it in taxes on gasoline, cigarettes, all this stuff, supermarkets. Anywhere you go, man, they tax you behind.
Well, they tax you. There's no doubt about it. But a lot of their taxes, listen, I smoke. I drive a lot. I buy a lot of gas. I pay a lot of gas tax. I pay even more in cigarette tax. If you drink liquor, you're paying a liquor tax. If you go to casinos, if anybody here in the room goes to casinos.
Oh, I never been there, man. Don't look at me.
If Joe DeJew goes to the casino, there's casino tax, there's hotel taxes, there's parking taxes in New York City. You park a car, there's like a 18% tax. So all kinds of taxes everywhere, but they're all luxuries. You don't have to do none of them. Joe don't have to go to the casino tomorrow.
Yes, I do.
See? But he doesn't have to. And they're going to tax a lot of shit in there. But he doesn't have to. I don't have to smoke. I don't have to drive anywhere.
No, it's your choice.
You so I can there. Limit how much tax I pay, just like every other American.
Are you limiting people's freedoms, man? Is that what you're doing?
No, no.
I want to live a luxury life. That's why I came to America. I want to live a luxury life and not pay any taxes. That's what I want
to
do.
Oh, well, you should go to Israel.
I'm a citizen, just like anyone else.
Yeah, but the problem is this is one of those countries where that's never going to happen.
You should have free energy. Free.
I want to tell you something. It's been happening for 20 years for me.
Right. Well, the income shouldn't be no charge. You should have free energy. We got wind power. We got solar power.
If you cannot.
Well, we're definitely.
You cut all them bills out. You don't tell me you'll save almost $1,000, maybe more a month.
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I disagree on a lot of points and a lot of bases because a lot of you believe that, you got a belief on the banking system and the mortgages and it's your home and you shouldn't have to pay your mortgage.
We've been lied to.
Now, there's no being lied to. Ooh. You bought a house.
No, you've been lied to.
You have to pay the bill.
We've been lied to, my friend.
No, we haven't been lied
John,
to.
John, you're absolutely correct. You need to pay the bill, but you don't need to get screwed over paying
right.
the bill.
Nobody well, minds paying for where they're living or
nobody's
you're,
saying.
No. You're going to pay to live somewhere, right? Establish that. You're going to pay.
Absolutely. No, the Democrats live. Keep giving out free housing.
But when you have a foreclosure, my complaint is the bank should work with the homeowner. If the homeowner wants to leave, let them leave. Fine. The bank can resell the mortgage, whatever, resell the house. If the foreclosure,
no.
the homeowner wants to stay in the house, let them stay in the freaking house, work it out, pay them at the end. All they want to live and die in the freaking house. That's
what do you
all
mean
they
pay them
do.
At the end?
John, did you, Jim, did you notice that?
Joe DeJew, how do you feel about this?
About what?
They're going to get paid no matter what.
How? He says, I'll pay you at the end, so give them some stuff.
No,
if
no,
they can't pay it, I'll pay you later.
I meant whatever they owe.
I'm all for it, you know.
Whatever they owe, you put it at the end
the
of the mortgage.
Yeah. We settle the bill when it's all said and done. Yep.
I understand.
Don't ruin people's lives over a disagreement or something. This is what it is. It's a contract disagreement. They should be able to work everything out. There should be no homeless people at all.
Yeah, but let me tell you something about homeless people. Most homeless.
Especially not in America.
Right.
You go find me
land
a bunch.
Land of the free.
Listen, land of the free, you're right. But you go find me five people that are homeless on the streets out here in Hamilton because they lost their house and lost their job.
I'm saying in general, all over the
place. No, I'm just saying. It's very unlikely. Most of the homeless are out there aren't out there because they lost their home to the bank.
Yeah, but I don't believe that. We're a judicial state, meaning that you have to go through the judicial system and they have to take you there and they have to prove that they own the home. And if they don't prove they own the home, it's still your home. Whether you got to pay for it, whether they got to work out a loan modification, no, that's all. It doesn't matter. They should work with the homeowner.
But Bill, how many people in New Jersey could prove that it's their home and not the bank? How many people in
because
New Jersey
you've been paying
have the
for it
listen?
For
no,
five or
no,
six,
no, no.
10 years. It's you're already paying for it.
How many people can listen? I own two cars. I could show you the title to one.
Sure.
The other one. It's in my name.
It's not yours.
But it's not mine.
They're not yours either way. They're owned the bank. They're leased.
No, listen. Time out. One is mine. One's paid off. One's not. Okay? The one that is financed, that needs a freaking starter. Fucking mechanics.
John,
I hope a wrench hits all of you in the head tonight.
Did you know that when you...
Well, listen. What I'm saying is how would I prove if I didn't pay it to a court... That it's mine. I can't. Yeah, the registration's in my name. The license plate's in my name. Insurance is in my name. But it comes down to the bill of sale. And the bill of sale is really in the bank's name. The bank's got
mortgage works different than that.
No, a mortgage is the same. How many people in New Jersey have the deed to their home?
It's not the same.
It is. Even do you have the deed to your home?
Yeah, but listen. No, my
it's
parents.
Not
Joe,
same,
do you
John.
Have the deed
my
to your home?
Yes. Did. My parents did. But that doesn't mean you own your home.
Yes.
You do not own your
but
home.
But not the land, man.
Well, not the land.
Not the land.
Listen.
If you stop paying your water bill, sewer bill, or stop paying your property
taxes,
take your house away.
Real estate taxes
Why?
Has been going up every year constantly.
Right. Why?
For no reason, man.
Right.
There is the baby boomer that need to be taken care of and all of these new retirees that need to be taken care of. There is so many people who are out of the system that need to be taken care of. that at the end of the day is going to collapse. It's going to have to collapse.
Heavy. Right, the system's top heavy, but there's not enough feeding into the system.
No.
Because people, here's what happens, John.
Listen, I disagree with you before you even say, and I disagree with what he said, because it's not true, because the baby boomers paid a lot into the system. The problem is corrupt politics is what's ruined the system.
I definitely agree with
that.
Not
the people. Listen, if you work 30, listen, if you work 35 years at your job as a baby boomer and paid into your pension and paid into your Social Security, when you retire at 65, you deserve to get that fucking check.
Agreed.
You are right.
Now, listen.
I agree.
Here's what you guys aren't understanding. The problem is, and it's not really a problem, it's a good thing, is we're in the year 2016.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, but that's because to the government, it's a problem. To us as people, the government as a system, it's a problem. As us as people, it's a great thing. It's the year 2016. And the medical field and scientists are great at what they do. And people are living to be longer and longer. And let me tell you something. It starts at birth. It starts with the vitamins your mother takes. When, you know, when I was born, you know, I'll take my father. If he was born in the 40s, the medicine that his mother took and vitamins he took weren't so up there compared to what my mother took, compared to what my wife took for my child.
Right.
And all the nutrition that's out there that they feed into these fetuses.
Right.
And then when you go to the doctors when you're young and get these shots, those shots help you throughout your life, not just for the month. The reason you're getting shots at different times is that's helping you for your body to build and be strong and live a long time.
The completely disagree.
Yeah, now, I got to disagree with that.
And then you take all your modern medicine and all the technology. No, see, listen, you guys are living because of modern medicine and technology. If you accept it or not, you are. And people are living. Baby boomers are retiring at 65 and at 80 years old, they're still alive, 85, 90 years old.
Right.
They're still alive and they're collecting that Social Security that they paid into. And see, the government, when they created Social Security, hoped you died at 67.
No, they want you alive for two reasons.
They don't want you alive.
Well, no, no. One of the reasons is because you're going to constantly, if you're on medicine, you're going to constantly be paying that pharmaceutical company over and over again, bringing up their stock. If you're dead, that pharmaceutical company ain't making anything.
You retire and get Social Security and you get Medicaid. You don't pay for shit.
No, no. But what I'm saying is you're still feeding the monster.
The government's feeding the monster.
No, well, we're helping them.
But what you don't understand is you paid into it. See, as we,
I did,
as us here in this room are paying Social Security every week or every month, however we do it, that money's going in to pay the baby boomers that are retired. Okay, but it's also the government's taking that money and using it for whatever they want to use.
Yeah, immigrants.
They're using it however they want. 400 million Iran, whatever they want to do, they can do with the money. By doing that, that you see what I'm saying? That does whatever they want. So if they want to use that money to pay Iran $400 million, that's good. But when I retire, they have to pay me Social Security. And then it's a problem because they didn't use the money properly. So they just got to keep hoping. That's why they want us overpopulated. Because every day there's more people born. And as long as there's more people born, that means there's more people paying taxes.
Yeah.
As long as there's more people paying taxes and more people paying Social Security, there's more people going to get it. The grasp of people saying that Social Security won't exist no more, that's not true. If you paid into it, you're going to get it. The fact is how old you got to be. What they want to change is 67. By the time I retire, it's probably going to be like 72 before you can collect
72, 75.
Well, that's because modern medicine, on an average, is keeping people alive right now into their 80s. Life expectancy is what, like 84, 85?
Yep.
And it keeps going up. I remember reading an article about my son, who's 3, saying that his life expectancy will be 100 years old.
Mm.
That's the average. Now, people do live to be 100, but just imagine. Kids being born now, they're saying their life expectancy is going to be 100 years. Imagine, 20 years ago, if you heard somebody was 100, you were like, damn, that's odd. Now, people are living close to that age, and they're going to, go past it. In 50 years, people may live to be 115 on an average. Do people do it now? Yeah, but on an average. So imagine. That's why Social Security will probably be 72 when I retire, but that's because of life expectancy. For me, it's probably like 88, 89, 90 years old. So if you're going to live to 90 years old, that means they got to pay you for 18 years, even though you pay into it for 40 years. You know what I mean?
100%, man. 100%.
They need to they spend that money. That's why I say we need Donald Trump. Somebody to fix the books. Somebody that's not a politician. Somebody who don't care. Somebody who runs it as a business. It's got to be an investment. They need to invest this money in the things that pay back. Okay? You want to build stuff overseas because it's cheaper? No problem. When you ship it in, you got to pay. Not I owe you. You got to pay. At the border, pay. You want to come into the country? I don't care what country you're from. You're from Mexico? No problem. You want to come in? You got to come in the front door. You got to fill out the paperwork. You got to pay taxes.
Because and blame it on the Jews after
that. And of course the Jews. Fuck the Jews. If we just wiped out the Jews and took all their money, everybody would be happy. Free health care for everybody. That's what Bernie Sanders' real plan was.
We should have supported Hitler is what you're saying.
Well, Hitler, Sanders, same thing. But the point is...
Hillary, same thing.
Yeah. If
Obama, same thing.
If Bernie Sanders would have just killed all the Jews, took all their money, we'd all have free health care. Because you take Jews like the one to the right of me, and what he does every day, go to the bank and send shekels over there to Israel.
Absolutely, man.
You know, we need to stop that.
That's the
We need to stop the shekels in midair.
No, man. The minute you gave me an American citizenship, you just told me, without telling me, do whatever you want.
Well, I mean, it's coming, Joe.
The money doesn't have to stay here.
I'm a U.S. citizen, man.
Well, the money doesn't have to stay here.
No, not if he's giving it
to his country. I'm going
to
take advantage of the system as much as I can.
Because everybody else is?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
If this is,
why be a nice guy anymore? Why treat people
nice? If this is a capitalist country, man, all hell going to break loose.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Exactly. Unless taxes go down. And they're going to stop screwing us. Then the money's going to stay here.
They're not going to.
Well, listen.
People
are
going to keep letting them do it. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, but just think about what he said. And think of it on the small example of Joe the Jew. And then think about it of people that are much bigger in business than Joe.
Big dogs. Big dogs.
Okay. Joe just said, I'm not going to pay taxes and do this and screw the system until they lower taxes and stop screwing me. Well, as long as everybody has that attitude and keeps screwing the system, guess what? The taxes will keep going up.
It's a double-edged sword, John.
That's just how it's going to go. See, to the government and to those people, they don't really care. If you want to keep screwing them, for one, when they feel like it and when they want to,
they'll find you.
They'll find you. When they're in the mood, they'll find you. And when they do, you just go to that cell. Remember we were talking about that earlier?
Yeah.
And Jews don't do well in a cell.
They're going to make you an example is what they say.
Until then, you got risk. If we need to take the cell, believe me, you'll find the monster in us.
Yeah, but the Jews in prison in America, they got a job of picking the soap up.
We have the power that the other Gentiles and they don't have,
and that's a whole other black Twitter.
Now, here's the thing then. You just said without saying it, that small government is a definitely no-no. And second, governments need to stay out of the people's lives.
Right.
You totally said agree. It without saying
no,
it.
No, that's not true. I believe in a small government. But the only way to get to small government is we the people have to act right too.
Libertarian exactly. And independence.
Now, since the event equals the event, they need to lower taxes. They step, we step.
That's not how it works. How it works in any country in the world.
Yes, it does.
Which one? Name one.
Because it is the people for the people. We don't work for the government. The government works for us.
Remember what Ron Paul said? Now,
I try not to ever remember what Ron Paul said.
But let me one thing he said. He said, get rid of the IRS, okay? That's your tax collectors and all that. Get rid of the IRS and then get rid of the Federal Reserve. That was
exactly.
You audit the Fed or get rid of them because the Federal Reserve are the long arm. Well, IRS is the long arm for the Federal Reserve, so they work in tangent with one another. But the Federal Reserve, remember, it prints money and prints interest on the debt, so we'll never be out of debt. So if you get rid of that, it's like you taking your bank book and putting a rubber band and nobody's using it.
They need you on the hook,
Jim. And you coin your
own
money.
That's not even the problem.
No. Listen, you coin your the country coins its own money. We're not held by dictators anymore. We run our own country the way we're supposed to. Money goes out as it needs, and interest goes out to the banks like it's supposed to and gets paid to the people. Remember in the 80s, we got interest for money. We don't get that anymore.
No.
What happened to that?
So why should they keep money over here, man?
So what happened to that? They used to give you toasters. They used to give you things.
That's because they were trying to get
people to invest in the bank.
Yeah, but there's a whole gimmick to it. And if you think about it, there was a day and age when most banks weren't federally insured.
They were all federally insured.
No, they're all federally insured now. They weren't all federally insured. Not all banks are federally insured. I'll tell you why. In the 80s, certain people could rob banks and not go to federal prison because it wasn't a federally insured bank, a federally reserved bank, which meant that you could only go get charged by the state. And then as time went on, going into the 90s, most banks became federally insured banks. But if it wasn't a federally, like if you could find a bank that's not federally insured, I don't think there are anymore now. But at that time, there was a lot of them. Okay? Roma Bank in Trenton was one of them. Back when I was a kid, they weren't a federally insured bank.
Unless you saw the FDIC, you're right.
Yeah, bank. If you didn't see the FDIC,
you're right.
That meant it wasn't a federally insured bank, which means that if a bank robber went in there, the FBI couldn't lock them up, which is a downer because if you're going to prison, I think federal prison is the better way to go. But that's not even the point. I'm only using that as an example because a bank robber would be like, oh, I ain't going to do the federal bank. I'm going to do the non-federal bank. Now they're all federal banks, so you got to go to federal prison if you get caught. But what I'm saying is they were the incentives to get you to bring your money in. See, they were had higher interest because what did you have before the 80s? The 70s and the 60s, you had all the older people. They were hiding the money under the mattress.
Which was smart.
It was smart, but
they didn't get interest anyway, and you're not getting interest now. So why the hell put it in a bank?
Because in the 80s, they started giving away toasters and suitcases, right. And they were giving interest. Right. Every month, you were getting a couple dollars interest.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, remarkably, banks out of nowhere.
A lot of money.
Out of nowhere. See, because it's when you put all your money in a bank, they have insurance companies that insure them, yeah. And they use that money. See, if you want to make a bank fold, you get everybody that has a banking account to show up that day and close their account and take all their money out. Then you got a serious problem. Then the government's going to get insured because it's federally banked, which means Obama's going to get a phone call that says, holy fuck, PNC's
going
down.
They don't even keep the money in the bank.
Yeah, what I'm saying is they use all that money to give mortgages,
to reinvest, and other things, all this stuff.
So let's
make
just,
the money. You don't get anything.
Let's just say.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Let's just say there's $1 million in PNC Bank between all the accounts. Now, let's say tomorrow at 8 o'clock, everybody goes to the bank and closes their account at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And that $1 million, they don't have the $1 million in cash to give everybody.
Right.
Well, they have to get it somewhere, so a truck's going to show up at the banks
from
with
the
money.
Federal Reserve, right.
From the Federal Reserve to back them up because they got that money loaned out. They got that money invested. They don't have the cash. See, but they played a game.
That's true. You're right.
And they're playing the game because the reason they could do all the things they did and expand so much from the 80s is because they offered the old lady the toaster, which made her start taking a little bit of money she had under her mattress
and put it in
a bank account because they were going to give her 2.5% or 3.5% interest every month. Well, and she got a toaster. And in the 80s, a toaster was $100.
And the funny thing is that the lady was not even eating any bread, man.
The CD.
But she took the toaster
anyway. She took the toaster because she's got strong Jewish roots. And then she told all her friends. And she got all the toasters and went to Columbus Flea Market and sold them.
And remember the CDs that they
were
giving away.
And this was Joe the
Jew's
mom. Joe the Jew's mom at the Philadelphia Park Racetrack Flea Market selling toasters in the 80s.
Yeah, but John, you got to remember any type of instrument.
Then she invested in Joe, and now they sell cell phone cases.
Any type of instrument like CDs that they were giving away, my friend that was in banking said, if we're giving you 6%, you better believe we're getting another 6 or more.
Well, of course.
So that's why CDs were big. The reason why they stopped doing the interest is they cut down their interest. But they're still getting the money.
They're
getting interest on it. We're not getting it. That's all.
I'm so not trusting the banks here that I keep maybe $300-$400 in cash.
That's it.
Listen, but
that's all, man.
And
that's
the banks
all.
Know that. And the banks.
I know when time comes, they're going to give it to us, and they're going to give it to us good.
They're going to take it all out of there. Nobody's
going
to
No, listen. The banks know what's going on. See, here's the deal with the banks. And you call this a conspiracy theory. Here's the thing. You can't survive without a checking account in America. You can.
It's set up that way.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, because you got to go to check cashing place.
Listen, no. Not even
and
the check.
And they take a percentage of that, too.
No, not even the check, because you know you don't have to. If you get a paycheck, an actual paycheck from someone, good luck getting a job that gives you an actual paycheck for one. Okay? Because
they're still out there. There's some of them out still.
They're going to give you
a digital one.
A digital one, which is really just a checking account through their bank. So they can deposit the money and give you Mac card. But if you do have a job out there, somebody has a job out there where you get a paper check, You can go to whatever bank's on that paper check and no cash. You don't need an account. But the world is set up, especially in the cities in New Jersey and all that, the world is set up where I wouldn't know what to do if I had to start paying bills with cash. How do you do that?
That's the easiest thing, man.
The easiest thing.
You still got to get a money order.
You pay it. It's not paying in cash. It's when you go to the company, they don't accept cash.
Right.
Yeah, but Joe, still stop. Very difficult and costly. Now, if I have to pay all my bills, I'm thinking of my bills right now. You got to pay for your house. You got to go to the bank. You got to go to that bank and pay them. You want to pay for your cable. Now you got to go to Comcast. Drive over there. Well, there's a distance for me of 25 miles just to do those two things. Now you got to pay your water bill. You got to go to the water. There's another.
You don't go. You just pick it up on the way.
Just pick it up on the way. Okay, well, now this is assuming that I go by all these places, which I don't. So this is on an average.
Yes, you do. You just don't pay attention, man. Right. You do.
Electric company. Now you got to drive to the electric company. All right?
You pick it up on the way to the
sometimes
market.
Sometimes banks used to take their utilities, too. I don't know if they do that.
Now,
you
listen.
Pay utilities at the bank sometimes.
Now listen. Now, you got to pay utilities. You got to pay for the water. You go there. Then you got to pay for trash pickup. So you got to go to the township for that and pay that, the trash pickup and the sewage and all that. All right? And I said electric company. Oh, car insurance. Now you got to find a car insurance place and go there. Oh, you got a car payment. Now you got to find a bank that you got the car payment
saying.
And go it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got health insurance. Oh, you got to go pay that.
Now
Cell phone bill. You got to go there. Now you got a life insurance. You got to go there.
May I cut in, man?
What the fuck? I just spent 40 hours this week paying my bills.
It used to be like this before all this bureaucracy.
Yeah.
It used to be like this not long ago, just 18, 20 years ago.
That's a long time.
You would go.
DJ Danny wasn't even born. 1997.
That's 20 years.
Yeah. 1997.
On the way, you know, the kids.
Joe had hair back then.
Long hair, too.
Long Jew curls.
On the way, you go drop a payment at the Verizon store. On the way, next day, you know, you make an electric payment.
Yeah, but
it was all fun and games. Everything became so complicated.
Yeah, but
nowadays.
25 years ago, Joe, all these things, you didn't go to Verizon because no cell phones.
And by the way,
you didn't have internet. No internet.
20 years ago, the cars were much more comfortable than today. It was fun driving them cars, man.
Tight, real tight fit today, Joe.
What?
It's tight fit, like aerodynamic.
I hate the cars today, man.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
No room in them.
I had the station wagon, man.
You're paying more, and there's less in there.
You know remember the station wagons?
Yeah,
I loved them. You needed binoculars to see what's the end of the car, man. Yeah.
Could you send us a picture of you?
You're sitting over here, and your wife next to you, supposedly about 5 meters away.
Now, here's
this
the funny
thing.
This
is how nice it was.
Now, if you go back 25 years ago, there was very little to watch on TV. Right? It was just antennas, not too much cable.
Right. Okay. Rabbit ears.
Rabbit ears. All right.
And the stupid TV antenna that was on.
And you had to talk to your wife because you couldn't call her, you couldn't text her.
Maybe that was a good thing.
How do you do that? I text my wife.
We used to talk on the CB, by the way.
The CB?
It was easier to keep a family together back then.
It's easier to keep a family together now. You give everybody your iPhone, get away from me.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the problems, John.
You call it a problem. I think it's a heaven. Thank you, Apple.
I think it's one of the problems. There's no family interaction.
There's no family. The family is gone.
It's all like, you're into your thing. We see it all the time. We're out.
You're into your thing, you're into your thing, you're into your thing, which means I can do whatever I want.
Before you know it, Johnny's 25, man.
25, and hopefully he invents the iPhone
30. This one father, Vincent Town Diner, he just wanted to communicate with his two boys. And daughter and a boy, and they were just into their phone. They didn't want to hear, see anything.
He could have texted.
My girls were sitting here talking to us like nothing more. See, it's all depend on how you're raised. You know, respect.
Nah, but listen, there's a difference. I'm not talking about
digital technology, but you respect.
I'm not talking about at a restaurant. Listen, a restaurant's a totally different thing.
No, even at home.
At a family gathering. No, but you don't understand. My son's three.
Oh, no, I understand. Okay.
No, you don't understand.
No, I do.
Because you didn't experience
iPhones.
Yeah, but you didn't have iPhones then.
No, I had that stupid Fisher Price thing.
Yeah, that stupid Fisher Price thing. Don't get the attention.
John,
like
there was a walkie-talkie back then. What are you talking about?
Fucking walkie-talkie. My dad never gave me a walkie-talkie when he wanted to watch
TV. Wanted to communicate, remember
right,
that, Jim?
Right, yeah, we used
a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, walkie. You gave your little girls a walkie-talkie.
They go
talk to some truckers. Leave me alone.
To 3 miles. They go up to 3 miles.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You want your daughters as little girls on a walkie-talkie talking to some truck driver?
No, truck driver. No. Your own channel. Because if they would go down to the park, I wanted to know if they were okay. I made them bring the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, she remembers the walkie-talkie.
She remembers it. Of course DJ Danny remembers it. It scarred her childhood. She had the big.
Why?
She had the big army walkie-talkie as a little girl.
Her not father army, wanted to be to know.
She had
where
the backpack walkie-talkie.
Her father wanted to know where she was.
It was so big that when he radioed
and wanted
in
to make sure they were safe.
Yeah.
But I was trying to give them space as well because they
her
wanted
older sister had to lay down on the ground so she could spin it.
And
until radar got on. Radar, can you hear me? Radar.
And the package would come 2 walkie-talkies for $4.99, yeah, man.
You can't get nothing two for
$4.99. Good quality walkie-talkie for $4.99.
What, $400?
$4.99.
Ah, I wouldn't trust my kids.
I remember my first salaries over here in this. It was $125 a week.
Well, I mean, I've seen your work ethic. You robbed them. Well, anyway, we got to take a commercial break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a great story coming out of China. Speaking of the Chinese and an elderly man, how he died. And I don't want to get you too excited, but a prostitute's involved. So we'll be right back after this. Go. All right, we're back.
Yeah. Lord, a mess. What a morning. Levi.
Yeah, boss.
You know why I come here to get these chickens?
No, boss.
Because my brother makes the best fried chicken in the world.
Is that right?
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
How y'all doing? Good morning.
Good. What you got for me?
Well, we got these real cute bar rock chickens here.
Yeah, I see it.
Got them nice, long-legged Rhode Island Red chickens.
Rhode Island Red?
Yeah.
Them oh, I like them.
I love
them. I want a Rhode Island, Red for me, all right?
Yeah,
two
Rhode
of
Island Red, too?
Yeah.
Now, y'all ain't planning on fucking these chickens, are you?
What the fuck are you getting at? Do you fuck chickens?
Well, I have thought about fucking some chickens before. Huh? If you want to have a good time and you need some pussy, you can cut that chicken's head off, stick your dick in that ass of that chicken, and that damn chicken will go crazy on your ass and go,
So anyway, we're back. And that's always played when we come back. So anyway, Joe, in China.
Mm-hmm.
In Mr. Lee's town. Mr. Lee's from China, right? Anyway, in China, an elderly man, he died. He was 87.
Okay.
Yeah, 87 years old. He passed away. The cause of death, having sex with a hooker.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
What a way to go, right, Joe?
Yeah, what a way to go.
Smile on your face.
But there's a problem.
Buried deep in beans.
It was a really big problem for her because she didn't die. But for some reason, they were stuck together.
Oh, no.
So they had to take her out with the dead body.
Stiff and all.
On the stretcher, stiff and all. I guess he had to curve up or something. I don't know.
Really?
Really. Really. It's a true story. And they had to perform emergency surgery.
How the hell do you go about doing that?
I don't know. I don't know what they're into. You buy Chinese hookers, but.
Huh?
You buy that?
No, but
it's
how
a true story.
How do you go buy it? Removing that.
This is a true story.
True story. You
he's
really
stuck,
believe the Chinese, man?
Do I believe the Chinese?
I mean, as much as I
believe the Jews.
Yeah, but we are something else.
Zvai. Yeah, no, but this guy dropped dead having sex.
Zvai.
Zvai. That's Jewish for yes.
I see you sitting in the yeshiva one day and just study Talmud, man. I just see that.
They'll be like, here comes John. Johan.
No, Johan, yeah.
Johan. He is our 15 million and one Jew. It's going to change everything.
What is it?
You guys won't be able to tell the story no more. There's only 15 million Jews. I said, I'm a more than 15 million Jews. Now you all have to start saying 15 million and one. And you know, once one of us gets in, we're like cockroaches.
Oh, no.
Then there'll be 16 million, once you, 17 million.
Once you get in, you're not going to be you. You're going to be someone else.
Oh, no, Joe. I'm coming to take over.
No, you can't.
Oh, I guess you can.
You won't be allowed.
Oh, I'll be allowed.
I tell you why you're not going to be allowed.
You guys may have hung Jesus, but you ain't getting me.
Yeah, I tell you why you're not going to be allowed. Because that man in China who died with the hooker.
Yeah.
The thing is like that, man. The minute you die, your whole body stops functioning. There is no blood flows.
Well, what's this got to do with anything?
And so how did he die? Gene, you dig that, man?
Oh, it's funny.
How did he die and stay there tough?
Because once it's there, that's it.
Maybe
it's over.
A suction or something.
But when you die, there is no blood flowing in the
it's
system.
Already there, Joe, and it just stops. It doesn't retract. It's
no,
there.
Remember, everything as a muscle stiffens up when you're dead.
It's just stopped. It's full of blood, and there's no
system
flow.
Is designed that nothing is going to get stuck there, man.
That's not true. That's not how the system's designed.
Especially if she's up like this on it.
Yeah.
That's totally untrue.
If she's sideways, I can see you. Could,
it's
you know,
an actual fact
come out,
that muscles stiffen when you die.
Women it might actually expand a little bit.
Women are so tough that when they want to push you away from them, be careful, man.
Well, Joe, in this situation, that's not how it went down. Now, I don't know what they were doing, but I know they needed surgery to get apart.
I see.
Now, what kind of surgery? I don't know.
Who knows, man? Who knows? I hear you, but I don't believe the Chinese, man. I don't believe people who eat snakes, eat cats, eat dogs for no, I don't.
What's wrong with being from Australia? I don't understand.
Australia?
Yeah. They eat cats, snakes, dogs, alligators.
Yeah, I don't believe them also.
Crocodile Dundee, man. He could slaughter the Jews all by himself.
Crocodile.
That's where.
By the way, his father was Jewish, man.
Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Look into it. Absolutely. You know Hope Solo from the U.S. Football team?
Han Solo?
Hope Solo.
Is she Han Solo's daughter?
Hope Solo, the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Something happened to her in Brazil.
Yeah, she got booed because she's been so flamboyant and openly speaking about the Zika virus, which is just a crazy thing, and Brazil is so infested by it, and they're booing her because I guess she wanted the Olympics. She had questioned why the Olympics weren't being moved, you know, with such an outbreak. Bill, you're big on the outbreaks.
Yeah.
You know, the Zika virus is running wild in Brazil. They're having the Olympics.
They have it in Florida as well.
They have it in New Jersey, believe it or not. 27 confirmed deaths. But that's not the point.
No kidding.
Damn pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Exactly right, Jane.
Anyway.
Exactly.
It's running rampant in Brazil.
They proved it as well.
No. Nobody proved it except for Han Solo, Luke Skywalker.
John, you want to bet? You want to bet there is a solution for that already?
I believe something. I don't believe there is. I believe something I heard from somebody on Fox News, and they were interviewing him down in Florida. A Fox News anchor in Florida said something, was a Republican, just so you know, because I believe the Republicans, not so much the Democrats. But I believe this girl when she said it because it made a lot of sense. And I think it makes more sense than the conspiracy that you guys want to put out. She said, the way our government works right now, there was zero money flowing for funding for research and vaccinations for the Zika virus. Because it was a situation that was happening overseas, and we were only having cases brought here from people that were coming from overseas. But now that they actually found cases and found mosquitoes in Florida and saying it's homegrown Zika, in Florida, it's not coming from another country. It's coming from this mosquito in Florida. She says now the government will flow all kinds of money into vaccinations and research. And she says that's just how our government works. If it ain't happening here in front of us, they don't give a shit. It don't matter if our people are dying. It's the fact of the calls ain't here. See, if the calls ain't in Washington or... If the phone's not going to, let's say the phone's not going to ring in Washington, Obama's phone or a senator's phone ain't going to ring if somebody that comes here from Brazil, that's a Brazilian national, and comes here and then they're sick and they got the Zika virus, they're like, oh, well, you got it in Brazil. They're not going to call a senator in Washington. But they're going to call a senator when a guy in New Jersey gets the Zika virus because he got bit by a mosquito in the pine barrens. He's going to be calling a senator like, what's going on? Why isn't anybody helping me? So now that it's happening here, yeah, there's all kinds of viruses or all kinds of vaccinations will be coming out now. The problem is Brazil has no vaccination. Those people are dying over there.
And none of them work.
And none of them work. Well, what so far?
No, none of them work.
I believe that some American scientists is
they collect from the
together.
Government. Why should they work?
No, the Brazilians don't collect from the government.
They work at the Copacabana beach.
All of them?
You know. I've been there, man.
Isn't that like the most populated country in the world?
Have you been to Brazil?
No, I've never been.
I've never been to Brazil.
It's like an open whorehouse.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with Brazil. That's like the biggest HIV transmission, isn't it, country? Like, I think I read once, like, 6 out of 10 women have HIV.
Yeah.
Like they just
sleep
around.
Why can't we send
like,
Bill Clinton down to there?
The way they walk on the beach makes you think, why the bathing suit? Just take it off.
Why is
they take it off in Brazil. They also do it in New Jersey.
There's nude beaches in
There's
Brazil.
There's a nude gay beach in New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
It's a nude gay Jew beach.
It's a nude gay
I highly
Jew
doubt
beach.
That, John. I highly doubt that. You mean a nude gay Zionist beach.
Zionist beach, yes. It's a Zionist beach. But, yeah, I mean.
Or so-called Jews.
They're Zionists, not Jews.
No, I know, but everybody likes to say they're Jews. They're so-called Jews.
It's because it's comfortable. It's because it's comfortable, you know, to call them Jews. But it's like I would call you a Chinese. Are you a Chinese?
No.
Well, that's a big difference.
I see a Chinese in you. You're going to look at me and say, this guy's stupid, man, to call me Chinese.
What if you find out Bill the Drunk was born in China?
Could be, to American parents.
If that's the case, then he's Chinese.
He's a Chinese born, yeah.
That makes him Chinese. Makes him Mr. Lee.
Mr. Gene Lee.
Gene Lee. Billy.
Anyway, at the end of the day, let's blame the Jews, man. The Zionists, I mean.
Yeah, blame the Jews. And no, but I think HIV in the 80s, it was the same thing. I mean, HIV was flying all over Africa. CDC and the American government didn't care nothing about it until we started getting cases here. And when we got cases here, it was a big thing. But, I mean, they say there's no cure for it, but Magic Johnson's had HIV for what, like 30 years now? He's not the only one.
He got cured from somewhere.
I mean, people are living with it now. You know, living a lifetime.
Well, now, here's the thing. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS. You can live with HIV. If you get AIDS, that takes down your immune system because your immune system can't function. So there's a difference.
But what I'm saying is when it
Just because you have HIV doesn't mean you're going to get AIDS. That's the thing.
I know, but when it first hit this country in the 80s, people were dying like crazy from it.
From AIDS, not HIV.
Bill, when it first came to this country, you're not listening. People were getting HIV and dying from AIDS. You can't get AIDS unless you have HIV.
Right.
Can we agree to that?
One works with the other. You're right.
Okay. You can't get AIDS and not have it and not be HIV positive. So when it first came to this country in the 80s, very wealthy, rich people were dying. Mr. Brady, for God's sakes. He died.
He was gay, man.
It's not the point. The point is that he was very wealthy and he had a lot of influence in the world by having money and being famous.
So did Rock Hudson.
And Rock Hudson and all these. A lot of rich, wealthy people died because when HIV first came to this country, people were dying from AIDS, and the American government had no cure for it. Now, why? It wasn't a new disease. They had it in Africa, but the government didn't care about it because it was in Africa. Once it came to this country and was infecting American citizens, all of a sudden, there was billions and billions of dollars being flowed to find some research for it. And they'll say there's no cure for it, but people that get HIV now, most of them are winding up to live, you know, to be old and die old age because there's treatment and medicines now to treat it. And that's because once it hits America, they start researching it. Now, is there a cure for it? I don't know. They say they're close to cures for cancer. You know, some people say, like I'm sure Bill the Drunk would say, is that they have a cure for cancer, but they don't give it because they want us to die. You know, maybe, maybe not.
In my opinion, there is no sense of urgency in putting that drug out for cancer. In the event of the HIV, famous people were dying. You know, they accumulated that sense of urgency for the drug. And suddenly the drug was introduced. perfect. The pharmaceutical companies made billions and billions and billions of dollars on it. But they needed the sense of urgency, and it came about just perfect. They created that, and they reaped the benefits after that.
Well, look at the majority of the people that
good for
it.
Them. Is there any sense of urgency in introducing the drug for cancer? No.
Why not?
Because
it doesn't make any money.
It doesn't make any money. It's just not there yet.
When they find a way to make money, they'll do it.
Yeah, people don't die in massive quantities like they did from HIV. Cancer is more spread out. They don't want that.
That's a fact that you don't know because...
One out of three or one out of five it is, isn't it? Cancer get cancer?
Yeah, but actually, if you want to get technical, cancer has been the number one killer in America for the last 30 years.
Heart disease was number one.
Heart disease was number one for a while, but cancer is number one. And it has been for 30
years. That's only due to diet. You change your diet, you're fine.
That's not true.
Oh, it is.
So you're trying to tell me everybody that's dropping dead from pancreatic cancer... It's all because of their diet.
I'm talking about...
If they change their diet, Steve Jobs would be alive.
He could have been saved, man.
Steve Jobs tried everything. He tried that. See, Steve Jobs tried that crazy...
He tried mustard gas.
When it was too late.
He tried that build a drunk alternative medicine.
Mustard gas. Mustard gas does not work.
He didn't... What he didn't want to do was go with the old chemo.
It actually kills the cells faster and makes you die quicker. Chemo and radiation.
If from the get-go you keep a healthy lifestyle, nothing's going to happen to you.
That's not true.
Okay.
Why do little babies die of lung cancer?
Lung cancer is not cancer.
What?
It's not, look, could be a different reasons for that. Could be the parents are heavy smokers.
Right.
And, you know, who knows?
There's a lot of different factors that go into each
yes.
thing.
Each one's different, but there are many, many unexplained reasons why people get cancers. And, you know, do people that smoke get cancer? Yes. Do people that not smoke get lung cancer?
Can
yes.
you name the reasons?
Doctors don't know the reasons.
Shall we start with the healthy lifestyle? The majority of people don't keep a healthy lifestyle.
Joe, let me tell you something. If you really research it, you'll see that a lot of people that are very healthy... drop dead at young ages.
How do you know they're very healthy?
Well, you only know by what the people that are around
how
them
do
can
you
tell
know
you.
That they eat healthy?
Because the doctor says so.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
No,
a doctor
it doesn't
mean anything to me.
Yeah. Healthy lifestyle is eating a lot of vegetables, eating a lot of fruits, staying away from McDonald's.
And meats.
But the big companies don't want you to stay away. They want you to come, eat, get sick, and then... The Food and Drug Administration is right there for you.
Wow.
Food and Drug Administration. Why is it connected together?
It just is.
The question is why.
Yeah.
Food and drugs just don't go together.
Well, they do, though.
In the United States, yes.
They go together.
Did you know they were trying to make an orange a drug? It's a freaking fruit, for God's sake.
Right, well,
a walnut is a drug because it has B17, and that's a freaking drug.
A food and drug do go together.
It's a nut.
Because it's all about what goes in your body, and they do go together. I understand why people think that they shouldn't, and maybe they should be separated, but they are consumed the same way. You know, the same way you eat an aspirin, and what an aspirin does to your body is the same as eating a hamburger from McDonald's. It is all studied the same way. It is all the same chemical breakdowns and all that and how it affects your body. And that's why they
but
work.
But why are you taking
company.
An aspirin? Because aspirin, you don't have an aspirin deficiency in your body.
What the fuck? Can you say anything about this? Anything about anything
I'm
with this
good
wacko?
On nutrition. I've studied a lot of nutrition.
If you got a headache, you take an aspirin, your headache goes away.
No, not really.
Well, mine does. So
if you take too much aspirin, you get a hole in your stomach. That's what happens.
Okay. Well, when I have a headache... I prefer aspirin.
Let me give you some alternatives, and you'll see a big difference.
Some alternatives, some what? Like I got to eat a banana inside out, and then
inside out,
shit a turtle.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's medicine, man.
Wait a minute.
Real stuff.
Eat a banana inside out? What does that mean, man?
I don't know.
God.
So what do I do when I have a headache, Bill? What do I do? What am I supposed to do?
What I'm telling you is, there, if you research in Google,
I'm asking you. I don't need Google.
No, there's a different, a lot of different ways. There's a pinch you can do on your ear.
Pinch on my ear.
Yeah, yeah, a pinch on your ear. You can pinch your ear a certain way. If you look on the internet, it will actually take your headache away. Well, they say that if you find pain somewhere else, it pulls the pain away from
Jim,
the other.
Jim, let me say something.
Go
here.
Ahead, go ahead, Joe.
It's not about taking care of the headache. It's about why did the headache get there in the first place? Right.
Because I was listening to Joe the Jew and Bill the Drunk. I got a
deficient
headache.
Deficient in magnesium. Deficient in iodine. Deficient in vitamin D. Deficient in vitamin C. That's most of the problem.
Could it be white meat?
Drinking soda. Soda also depletes the vitamins.
Could it be bacon?
White meat? It's because I'm white I got a headache?
No. I'm saying white meat. Pig's meat.
I like dark meat, but if I eat meat. No.
Could it be the bacon? Could it be all the different kind of seafood that is absolutely no good for you?
So what you're telling
could
me...
Could be the monosodium glutamate that is actually...
Holy Christ.
Bad thing and everything.
So what you're telling
high
me
fructose,
is...
High fructose or the high...
By hearing this, all I hear is that Jews and Muslims never get headaches. That's what you're telling me?
No, it's not about that. Never getting headaches. It's about the frequency of getting a headache.
I don't get them very often myself.
Stress gives you
I get a headache every day, and believe it or not, I don't take anything for that. I just let the time heal it. Mainly it comes from stress.
You can put ice on your head, too. I've done that a couple times.
Listen.
I go like this, man. I go like this. Go relax by myself.
Yeah, meditate.
Don't want anyone to come and talk to me. Yeah. And in a couple of hours, the headache will be gone.
Couple of hours, it'll be gone. Or you can take an aspirin, which is fine for you. Actually, bear aspirin, it's good for your heart.
John, that's not true.
It's not true, no.
So
that's a lie.
Doctors,
it's a blood thinner. Aspirin is a blood thinner.
Yeah. You can drink pomegranate juice and you'll thin your blood. You don't need to, you know, take aspirin.
And what about Aleve?
I was supposed to be on, that's what the doctor recommended.
What about Motrin?
When I had my mini stroke, he says, I want you to take a half a bear aspirin. I said, what's that going to do? He says, it's going to thin your blood. Well, I said, there's other ways to thin my blood. Why do I need to take an aspirin? Yeah. I'm aspirin deficiency.
Oh, my God.
John is going to talk differently in about 10 years from now. When he turns
50. It's going to be like the Michelle Obama. You guys was right all along.
When he turns 50, he's going to understand what we're talking about. And no disrespect to you, John. I used to think just like you.
Me too, John.
What's the problem? Give me a couple of Advils, man.
But Tylenol all the time.
I disagree.
As you turn 50, you are becoming a whole different person.
You have to wise up to little people that are a little older than you.
Isn't this common knowledge? Why is it I only hear this in this studio?
It's media. Media is only run by six companies.
And the media. No.
They don't want you to know all this stuff.
I talk to live people, tons of them, every day of my life. I am in the business. I talk to people every day in my life. Nobody's ever said to me, don't take aspirin. The media is trying to make you take
it. My parents used to tell me all the time, take it.
So what? Your parents sold out to the media?
No, they were told a lie. They believed a lie.
So all the masses are all just living by a lie.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Now you're seeing the light.
Yes, they are.
Now I'm seeing the light.
The masses are not really
the masses are asses, is what we're saying.
Now I'm seeing the light. Is this the same light that Carrie Ann was told to go to in Poltergeist? Because this is a fucked up light I'm hearing. So the whole world is wrong. Thank God for Bill the Drunk and Joe the Jew.
We're not saying they're wrong. We're saying they were told something that they thought was right.
I think you're taking it a step too far.
No, I'm not taking it a step. This sounds like some shit. I'd hear from Hillary Clinton at a fucking debate.
You're talking.
Can I tell you about something I had? I had GERD. You know what GERD is, right?
That's
GERD. It's gas esophageal reflux. It comes up in your throat, and you feel like you belch.
Should go the other way, man.
right. But because of
that's called FERD.
But because proton pump inhibitors that are in your stomach, it's not making enough acid. So they tell you, oh my God, your stomach has too much acid. So take this Prevacid, which I was on for years, or take this Nexium, the purple pill, and it'll be gone. You know, take it every day. Take it every day, and it'll be gone in a couple months or whatever. And then eventually you take it, and it's gone.
Did it work?
But there's a natural cure called apple cider vinegar. You just put it in water, stir it, drink it down, gone like that within a couple minutes.
Brilliant. I'm going to add something here.
Wait, let me finish.
He's going to
finish. Let me finish. The original commercial was you have no acid. They said you have too much acid first. Then they said you have no acid. Which is it? I have too much or I have none? Well, the thing is, your body only makes the acid when it needs it. So what the drugs did was shut down the inhibitors that produce the acid. So
you know what the problem is? I'm pretty sure you've dropped too much acid.
No,
that's the problem.
Let me finish. This is important. So your stomach says to your brain, wait a minute. There's something down here. We really need to throw acid up. So now the stomach goes, okay, all the inhibitors, the pumps start going in your stomach, and now everybody's making acid. That's how you create it, by having more acid. They told you don't have the acid, so you'll take it more often. So you would be addicted to the pill. I'm done. I'm off it now. I've been off it for years and don't need it anymore. I just take the apple cider vinegar. It's gone. Acid reflux gone like that.
Like that?
Since we know, I swear to God.
He swears.
Gene, since we know that the event equals the event, what they don't tell you really when you take all this stuff is the side effects.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, and the side effects are really in the fine print. And who can read the fine print?
Nobody.
You need a magnifying
glass.
When
you go to Rite Aid, the girl doesn't even understand what I'm taking. She's like, I don't know all about it. She said, you got to read the pamphlet. I said, well, what are you here for? If you're the pharmacist or assistant, you're supposed to know what the side effects are. She says, go online and Google.
go online.
Google.
I said, so you're really nobody. You're just a cashier.
This is the answer you get nowadays. Go online.
That's what she says. Go online. The pamphlet's right here. Explains everything. I said, I'm asking you. You're supposed to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
When you go and get a medicine, you should know.
Oh, no, I hear you.
John, in about 10 years, you couldn't understand
the side
everything
effects,
perfectly.
I mean, when she went to the hospital and came out of the hospital, and that doctor said, here, give her this for pain, she read the side effects. She said, Dad, I ain't taking this stuff. I said, I don't want you to. Can you deal with it? Yeah. She did the right thing, right?
I guess, if you say so.
Two kinds of people in the world.
Doers and not doers.
Yes, and?
Gays and not gays.
Fuck them.
Ugly people
are
pretty
and leaders,
people.
Right? Is that what you're gonna say?
By the way, go see the movie, man.
Jews and not Jews.
Exactly. Go see the movie.
Infidels and non-infidels.
Who shot the lesbian?
Lesbians and not lesbians.
Two kinds of people nowadays.
Rich people and poor
followers
people.
And leaders.
I was getting to that.
Followers and leaders. Gene is not a follower. I'm not a follower.
I research.
That puts us above the crowd.
So that makes you leaders.
It doesn't make us leaders. You said that. I didn't say that. I just said that we are not
followers. I agree that Bill the Drum could be a leader in the same sense that Jack Nicholson was a leader in the Cuckoo House. Remember? One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was the leader.
If that's your definition, that's fine with me,
okay,
man.
Okay, so I would go with there's two kinds of people in the world, the gays and the not gays, which is also the followers and the not followers.
And the receivers and the wide receivers.
Some of them follow a little closer than others.
In many ways, I see your point. And I hope that the next president is going to see
them. It's not the point that you see you got to worry about. It's the point you don't see that you got to worry about.
No. If you are involved in that kind of business, then you deal with it. And I got nothing to do with that kind of garbage. I hope that the next president is going to see them for who they are. Nothing but sick bastards.
It's never going to happen.
And
they're all a bunch of sick bastards. That's the problem.
They want rights. If you want special rights, it means only one thing to me, that you are not normal.
See,
because if you are normal, you don't need any rights.
What is normal? There's no normal anymore.
Yeah.
See, I disagree.
There's no right or wrong. It's either in the middle or you're not in the middle.
See, I disagree, and my Catholic Christian beliefs, which I know it's wrong.
Uh-oh.
I still disagree.
So why do you believe it?
Oh no.
The beliefs that were thrown onto you. You don't
No, you're wrong. I believe 100% in Jesus. That's not the point. What I meant to say
I didn't believe the
gay lifestyle. I don't agree with it because I'm a Christian. But I don't think that they're asking for special rights. They're asking for their rights to be recognized. And as much as I oppose it, it's not going to matter because
and
what
so
Joe's
is the
talking
snakes.
It doesn't matter who the next president is. That's never going to be repelled. They're never going to repel and say, oh, gay marriage ain't legal. It's legal. It's always going to be legal.
No, it's not. In many states, it's not.
No, no, Joe, you're wrong. In every state, it's legal because federally, it's legal now.
It's not recognized in every state, though.
Yeah,
no.
But it still has to be because it's federal.
A lot of them aren't buying into it, John.
It no, doesn't matter what you buy into. When the, the president says you got to deal with them, you got to deal with
them. Federal law has no jurisdiction over each state. Read it. Oh, the county has jurisdiction over the state. Believe it, a county sheriff has more jurisdiction over the whole state than the freaking federal government does.
The federal,
government stands outside the state. It's in West Virginia, Washington, D.C. That's where it is. That's its own entity, like the Catholic Church.
That's the mother of all deceptions. Obama would make
that's
you
what
feel,
I'm saying.
Obama right. would make you think like.
And why would it be West Virginia when it's surrounded by Virginia?
I'm saying if it was. It's its own state, but Washington, D.C. is its own state. They're not part of our federal United States. They're not.
All right, for one, it is not part
the federal
of
government
our
50 does
states.
Not dictate each state. They tell them
it is not part of our 50 states, for one.
And each state has its own constitution, too. Did you know that?
No. Two, federal law oversees all state
not
law.
True. Not
it
true.
It is true.
No, not true.
This is why in the state of Colorado, marijuana is completely legal for recreational use, but a federal agent can arrest you at any moment in the state of Colorado right. for the possession or use of marijuana.
But that's not the way it's supposed to be.
But it's not the point of what you want it to be. The point is that's how it is. When there's a federal law, all citizens of this country have to follow the federal law. It doesn't matter what state you live in. It doesn't matter because we live in New Jersey and our governor may have laws written. Listen, let's put it this way. In some states, New Jersey being one of them, some convicted felons can get a permit to have a firearm in their home. It's dependent on the crime, certain crimes. This is a lot of states, okay? So they can have a firearm, like if they have a tax crime or some shit like that. Some of them can get permission to get it. But federal law mandates that all convicted felons cannot have a firearm, which means that, yes, you can go to the state and get the permit. But if the ATF wants to come to your house and lock you up for it, they can, and your defense can't be that New Jersey allows it.
So then you go make your own gun, and you don't need a freaking permit.
Okay, yes, you do, because
no, you
if
do not.
You make a firearm, you have to have a permit.
You do not.
Oh,
there's
my God.
There's nothing to license to. How do you license it?
It's not about
licensing. It's your own creative thing.
Let me tell you something. If you make a
it
zip
might blow
gun,
up in your face, but you made it.
If you can make a gun by yourself, a zip gun that shoots out a bullet, if right. you get caught by a cop, he can charge you with having an unregistered firearm.
All right.
Now,
what about a nail gun?
Well, a nail gun is a construction tool.
It's still a gun. It shoots nails at a high velocity. I'm just being
absolutely,
serious.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know, Joe.
There's no license on it. You can have it legally, and nobody can say anything. We're part of the Crime Watch. We talk about this stuff. And
I don't know.
The cop said,
I saw that movie, Crime Watch.
Yeah, but you can have any kind of construction gun, roofing gun, nail gun. He said, whatever you feel comfortable with, you're allowed to have. There's no license involved. There's no permit involved. Then they can't come at you.
I'm going to get me a roofing gun, man.
Right. Them nails come out
make
fast.
Make sure
man.
I have plenty of ammunition.
Yeah.
Plenty of nails. I nailed them. That's where the term I nailed them came from.
And that's what I offer people.
Hey, listen, I've seen Lethal
you
Weapon.
You don't need a gun. Make your own damn gun.
In Lethal Weapon, they fuck some dudes up with a,
yeah.
a nail gun.
Yeah.
But the reality is
it's
nail guns.
Worse than a BB gun.
Yeah, but it's not worse than a 9mm.
No,
but I'd rather get shot with a nail gun
if it saves your life.
I understand that, and I'm not
if
arguing.
That's all we're talking about here.
I'm
Joe,
not.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
No, that's not what we were talking about at all.
No, I'm talking about owning a gun.
I have no
Who
problem.
Who cares what
gun.
The government says? Who cares what the state says? Who cares what the county says? You're allowed to own anything to protect yourself.
I agree. I agree. I think everybody should have a gun.
When time First comes amendment. To it, and you're in self-defense, you can pick up a chair and throw it at him. You don't need a license
okay.
for that. A microphone, anything.
If he keeps going on, I'm going to throw a chair at him. Anyway, we got to end the show. The show's ending. We'll be back next week. Joe, you got anything to say?
Yes, it's been very interesting. I think that the government, the next president, the first thing he should do, I said he should do, cancel this gay marriage, faggot marriage. And,
never going to happen.
And lower taxes and be the president for the people.
Who the fuck are you voting for?
Nobody.
I can see that.
Yeah, nobody above.
And
I love Trump, but he ain't doing none of them things.
May God bless us all. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
We'll be back next week. Check out our rerun on Saturday. Have a good night.